Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up Ministries. Thank you for joining us on this beautifully blessed day of our Lord, September 27th, 2015. Our Sunday Enlightenment services will begin with Sister Naya and Brother Yuri praying the Lord's Prayer, followed by a scripture as recited by Sister Jay. Then Sister Zai will present us with a psalm. Finally, we will welcome the humble man of God, God's movement, the good minister, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., to grace us with God's word. We pray that your eyes, ears, and hearts will be opened, that you are enlightened and blessed and guided by the light of God. Remember, you can call us or text us for our prayer warriors if you are in need of praying, healing, or assistance with your spiritual warfare. That number is 337-502-9553. Again, that's 337-502-9553. And the email address is wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Again, that email is wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening, and let us begin our Sunday Enlightenment services.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who are debtors with us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, of the glory and glory forever and ever. The God that I pray, amen.
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 Amen. I will be reading Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. And God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing in the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen.
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 Psalms chapter 36, verses 1 through 7. Transgression of the wicked stands within my heart, but there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flattereth himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He setteth himself in a way that is not good. He avoideth not evil. Thy mercy, O God, is in the heavens, and thy faith reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like a great mountain. Thy judgment is a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast, born to thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us on another blessed Sunday. God allowed us to see another day. Lots y'all to do before we get started. We're going to head to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, 1st to the 21st verse. We're going to read that whole chapter. But before we get started, I want y'all to bow your heads. Sit, stand, lay, however you serve in God. Father God, I want to thank you for another opportunity to serve you, and I pray that you circumcise each and every ear and heart that's listening to your message today. Father God, I also want to thank you for all you have done, all you have given us, everyone. I'm praying for everyone, Father God. I want to thank you for everything. I also pray that you guide my words, guide my ministry as usual. And Lord, I pray that you reach this message, reach every ear that needs to hear it, that's cleansed their home, their heart, their mind, their soul, their strength. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Give y'all a little more time to find that. Get there and say amen. But we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so, be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we found that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that had wrought us for the same self-same thing as God, who also had given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, therefore we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which is glory in appearance and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your time. For the love of God constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and also rose. Wherefore henceforth know we not man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead be reconciled to God, for he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous of God in him. Amen.
Amen.
This is a powerful message. Administered to each and every one that needed this administered to. Time, just as today, you have a lot of ministers that are not of Christ, but are pretending to be of Christ. And you have ministers that are of Christ, speaking the word of God, administering God's gospel, which is Jesus Christ, to those that have earned it. You see, out there, there's a lot of ministers portraying a role. Most have been called, few have chosen. Some have called themselves. Some Satan have called and gave them the hands up of this world to go out and preach and administer a demonic ministry. I was told yesterday about a something online where they said that the Pope says Jesus is dangerous. The only danger Jesus brings is to wicked and evil people, those demonic presences that may hold a position in what they call the church. And if you pay attention, you'll see all these demonic ministries that go on in the world today. Switch up the subject for a moment. And if you're not paying attention, it's because you're of this world. And this message does not pertain to you because you don't understand it. So why waste your time trying to listen or interpret something that's not meant for your ears or heart? And if you can see how the Catholic statutes, and if you understand the ministry, you know that that is idolatry, worshiping idols. You're not worshiping God. There's only one God, only one good God. He is not made of the hands of men. This has been told to us many, many years ago. So if you're in church business, where they're worshiping statues, or they're worshiping a man, or you're calling some man Father, there is only one Father, Father God. And I'm reaching out to a lot of your ignorance, because as man, we all are ignorant. But we escape the ignorance of this world when we find Jesus. Now, the message of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, he was speaking of us, how we live in Christ. Spirit yearn to escape this world, to be once reunited with God through Christ. And if you read your Bible like you're supposed to, which is work your way from the front to the back, or work your way from the back to the front, starting the Old Testament and work your way to the New, or read the New Testament and work your way to the Old, because you must understand the full gospel in order for you to administer the full gospel to others. And there are ministers out there who have not read their whole Bible before, but they are ministers, calling themselves ministers or preachers or popes or bishops or so on and so forth. In this world, the devil is very clever. We've been also told that on many occasions. Very crafty. Since the beginning of time. You go back from the beginning, just to Genesis, you'll see how crafty he is. Hating man so much, because Adam was a reflection of God. You got Adam to join in to ease transgression. And also Jesus was a reflection of God. So Jesus came to defeat the devil and all the transgressions and sin that the devil helped us in our evil hearts manifest over the years. So that's the truth. So when you think about that, not in part, but in full, you'll see just how much God loved us from the beginning till the end, which is not even came yet. He sent prophets. He sent many people to give us clues and direct us so we won't miss the boat. A lot of people in the world today, they don't even know the boat is coming. Some think the boat has already passed. Some think the boat does not exist. And some just don't care about the boat. They're too busy wrapped up in this world. And I, one of my other services I've done, I spoke about the world can give you a one-way ticket to hell. Christ doesn't want you to take that one-way ticket to hell. This is why through all the ministers of the world today, there is some that are still fighting the spiritual warfare. And spiritual warfare goes on every day, some way, some shape, or some form, 24/7. And if you don't know what spiritual warfare is, you're probably being beat down every day in your life and you don't understand. You're probably fussing, arguing with God because things aren't going right in your world because you're fighting a fight that you can't fight alone. And unlike most ministers, I'm also a warrior for Christ. So my ministry is to teach you to protect yourself against Satan, against the demons, against all the wicked things of this world that you may not even know or understand that exist under your nose and around you. You think God just sent you Christ just to save you from your sins? He sent you Christ to help you battle against all these demonic and devilish and wicked presences that you dwell amongst. And I'm sure they don't like hearing that, but I don't care. This is what the Spirit is telling me you need to hear today. Now we're going to get back on reconciling ourselves with God through Jesus Christ. And I talk to people on numerous occasions, some direct counseling, some indirect counseling. And we all have our own ministry. Everyone here in this world today have a ministry. Not all of our ministries are for Christ. Some of us, our ministries are for Satan. And you can see it when you look on television, when you watch these different ritual videos that you may call rap or R&B, or even they're even in the gospel world today, where they're doing these satanic cult things, and I'm putting it out there so you can see it, because this is my job. And you have to understand, because if you can't understand, how are you going to counter something? I was speaking with one of my daughters this morning about that. You must know that it's there before you can fight it. Otherwise, you're going to get hit from all directions, and you're still looking straight ahead. So the devil is very, very intelligent. He's so smart, he has ignorant people of the world to produce their own interpretations of the Bible. And you know personally that Revelations tells you, if you didn't read any of Revelations, but if you just read the last part of Revelations, and in case you haven't read it before, I will do the honors for you. We'll read from 17 to 21. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And that's the ticket that God gives us, eternal salvation freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. See, right there tells us we should not be messing with the Word of God. And even though the Bible has been made and mixed and interpreted all kind of ways over the years, when you read it and become a student of the Word, the Holy Spirit will enlighten you and teach you and reach you exactly how Christ wants you to be reached. But every man, woman who rewrites the Word of God is already accursed and condemned. Shall I repeat that again? Every man, woman who have rewritten the Bible is already accursed and condemned. And you know that they have never read the Bible, but they're rewriting the Bible. It's one thing to put things in your own words as a minister in your ministry, but it's another thing to place something in a book trying to validate that you are ordained to rewrite God's words. God's words were written in his prophet, in his ministers, and they were administering God's word, which is our spirit's medicine, accordingly. So I do not feel sorry for anyone that has tampered with the Holy Bible. If you don't understand something, you shouldn't play with it. Do I not respect them either? They'll get what they get because they deserve it, in Jesus' name. Now, this message is a little different from my normal messages. I only do God's work. And as a minister of God, that is my job. Today we're going to help a lot of you, through God's word, reconcile yourself with God through Jesus Christ. There are some things going on in your life you can't fully explain. Prayers you have been praying that has not gotten answered yet to your eyes, shall I say. There's people God is weeding out of your life that you are calling them over and over to your life, and you wonder why things aren't changing today. A lot of people pray, and they don't understand the prayers that they are praying, but your prayers do get answered, unless you don't have faith in God, in yourself, in Jesus Christ. It's like mailing a package with no step. Just put it in the mailbox and hope UPS or FedEx or DHL is just going to ship it for free. not going to happen. It's like your prayers are not going to be answered accordingly if you don't put the postage, which is your faith in yourself, in Jesus Christ, in God. That Trinity is what binds your prayers and sends your prayers through Jesus to God. Some of you don't realize how faithful you are and how much faith you have. You just don't have it in yourself. You're always questioning the things that you're doing. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Is this what I should be doing? I don't know. Just take a step out on faith and know that if it's not happening, it's just not time, just not in God's will. God has something better planned for you. And as Paul was mentioning in 2 Corinthians, our job as a minister is to seek out and destroy the enemy, first of all, and help the children of God reconcile with God through Christ. And we are combated by all sorts of artillery. Satan is very crafty. He gives you Facebook. He gives you YouTube. He gives you all sorts of social sites where you can interact and intervene with all sorts of demonic presences and evil and wicked people to take you off your path to God, to get you off the bus to eternal salvation. So you'll miss that boat back to God. So you'll miss your plane. Because the ticket may come in different shapes and forms. You might go on a bus, you might go on a train, a boat, or a plane, but you will get to eternal salvation through Christ. And all those things that you see on television and in the world around you, the movies that they put out today, there's so many demonic movies that's trying to place these demonic spirits in your house, in your mind, in your soul, in your family, in your child, and you're not being aware of this. But we're going to get rid of all this stuff today. I want y'all to bow your heads. Father God, I want to thank you for an awesome message you've enlightened us with. You've administered through me, Father God, and I thank you, and I pray that you continue on keeping me and my ministry, my family, everything in your will. And Father God, every listener to this message, I pray you crush every demon, every demonic spirit under your feet. I want you to place the pentagram, the hexes, the vexes, the curses, any ill will, or contract placed upon anyone's head that's listening to our message today, Father God. Voodoo, hoodoo, everything is not in void as of today. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Father God, we want to thank you. Amen.
Amen.